Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by StudioPress Sites, the complete hosted solution that makes WordPress fast, secure, and easy without sacrificing power or flexibility. Feel free to upload your own WordPress theme or use one of the 20 beautiful StudioPress themes that are included and just one click away. Explore all the amazing things you can do with the StudioPress site, and you'll understand why it offers a lot more than traditional WordPress hosting. No matter how you'll be using your site, we have a plan to fit your needs and your budget. To learn more, visit rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. All right, great to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone, and I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. You can usually catch up with me at least once a week on the Copyblogger blog, and I like to publish more mindset and ranty stuff at the Remarkable Communication blog. Remember, you can always get the show notes for every episode, and that will include links, often includes some free extras, by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm, and you can also get the complete show archive there. So I'm feeling kind of energetic today, and I think we go through these maybe every 6 months, 8 months, but lately I've seen a new crop of the good old standby content marketing doesn't really work posts, which is great news for me because every time I see these, I find them really irritating. So that's awesome because when I get irritated, then I usually end up writing some things that I like and that I find, you know, please me. So the latest group, content marketing doesn't work, content marketing is dead, content marketing isn't what it used to be. So many of these are straw men. You know, they start with premises like, well, we were all promised that content marketing was going to make everything easy and it was going to stay exactly the same always. And I'm reading this thinking, you know, A, no, you were not promised that. And B, if you were promised that and you're older than 12 years old, then you should not have believed that. You know, no, it is not an easy thing to do, to create content that serves a business purpose and gets people to take action on a business objective. It's hard. I mean, I don't know why anybody thinks it's not going to be hard. So I see a lot of faults in content programs, you know, around the web. Sometimes I see amazing things and sometimes I see things that I don't think are so amazing. And something that makes me sad is that I see this all the time. People really just phoning it in. And so many of the genuinely alarmed, like, well, this doesn't seem to be working kind of posts, I'm just really getting a phoning it in vibe from these people. And especially from brands, you know, from big organizations that think of themselves as brands. So they have teams. You know, I think it's just possible that sometimes some of these organizations are not treating their teams as being made of fully creative, autonomous human beings. And so it's possible the best ideas are not making their way into the content. The team gets bored. The team does the minimum required. And it ends up not working because, yeah, you know, there is an unbelievable amount of content that's being created. Like, wow, I'll take no kidding for 100, Alex, you know? We all know that. So I think that I will always be able to make this statement and provide plenty of recent evidence for it. This is my statement, my maxim, my belief. There is not a surplus of really good content marketing. Now, there is maybe a surplus of content. That could be true. There is a lot of content that is not marketing. And then there's a lot of marketing that's not really content. And there's a lot of content marketing that has totally phoned it in, that is just taking the audience's attention for granted and then not seeing the results that they used to see. And I know that sounds horrible and harsh, but it is at a point where I think if we're not straight with ourselves, we run the risk of doing one of the worst things we can do, which is wasting our time. You know, we can never get that time back. And wasting our audience's time and attention. And I really want to see less of that happening. So a distinction, I'm really forgiving of people who maybe created content that was kind of lumpy or imperfect or, you know, didn't hit some of the marks because they jumped in. They jumped in, they didn't wait until things were perfect. They gave it a try and their initial attempts were, you know, not maybe awesome. And I love that. That is really admirable. That is really exciting. So that's not who I'm talking about. And for the most part, I'm not talking about small, you know, solopreneurs, little tiny companies who are doing things with their content and some of them work and, you know, some of them are not that awesome. That's part of the game. But something I am seeing is pronouncements from larger organizations, people who have a connection to, you know, brand marketing departments, things like that. And too many of those departments figured out exactly the level of half-assing that they could get away with. And then, you know, what happened, because it always happens, the line shifted, right? The line of just okay, just good enough, moved. Because there's, again, there is this tremendous supply of content, not necessarily great content marketing, but there's a huge supply of content. So I thought I would share a couple of ideas of things I've really found to be evergreen. They still work. They're working for me. They're working for our company. They're working for other companies that I'm watching. But before I do that, I have to talk about a wonderful thing, which is the Gartner hype cycle. It is so relevant here. So Gartner.com is a big research firm. They, you know, publish all kinds of really interesting information, and they publish something called the hype cycle. And honestly, I just think everybody should run on over and look at it. And of course, I'll give you a link to that if you point your browser to copyblogger.fm. So I'm not going to go through the whole cycle with you. There's five parts of it. You should just go read it. It's great. But it starts with, you know, an innovation trigger. So it starts with something new is happening, right? A new technology has been developed or a new practice has been developed. Right. That's exciting. People jump in. Then we get the peak of inflated expectations. I love the names of these phases of the cycle so much. So in the peak of inflated expectations, you know, everybody's doing it because everybody's doing it, right? And there's all the podcasts and all the blog posts and all the newspaper articles and all the rest of it. That leads to the trough of disillusionment. Speaking of wonderful names for phases of a cycle. And that's where, you know, the inflated expectations come to terms with reality. And people who didn't do well with whatever it is that's being hyped start to say, well, that doesn't work because I tried it and it didn't work. And that's where we are now, I think. We are in the trough of disillusionment with content marketing. And there's a lot I can say about that, and watch the Copy Blogger blog because there's a lot I'm going to be saying about that. But the interesting thing for me is that there's the next step. This is a five-part cycle and we're only on step three. The next step is what they call the slope of enlightenment. And that's really how, you know, people start to get real. They've had that attitude correction from the trough of disillusionment. And it's no longer about sparkles and fairy dust, but really people start actually understanding this technology that's been so hyped. So I think the fact that we are in the trough of disillusionment, that we are at a place where those unrealistic, overhyped early expectations are just kind of drying up, I think that is totally healthy and good, because obviously something that's interesting because it's new, which is where content marketing was, you know, a couple of years ago, is not going to stay interesting because it's new, right? That's obvious. At some point, it's not new anymore, and we have to get real about what it can do and can't do. Okay, so here comes the part where I talk about what I think we should do next, given that I do think that there's a really good productive phase that's coming right ahead of us. How do we get ready? What do we do next? Especially if, you know, your content marketing is not doing what it used to be doing and you're looking for a way to shake things up and move forward again. So number one, in my opinion, and I have been cranky about this for nearly 10 years now, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be cranky about it in 10 more years, which is please give up any attitude of entitlement to your audience's attention. Nobody owes you their time or their attention. So just because you made a thing, even if you worked really, really hard on the thing, even if you tried your best, that does not mean anybody owes you the courtesy of looking at it, much less sharing it or acting on it. So you have to earn it. And if it gets in front of a good number of people and they're not sharing it and they're not acting on it, you miss the mark, which is painful. And you have to, you know, you have to circle back and make another try. Now, as I see it, for most organizations, not necessarily for brand content, because brand content tends to be about awareness and feelings, and that's awesome if you have the budget for it. But most of the people that I work with and talk with and connect with at conferences don't have that kind of, you know, Coca-Cola budget. So if you're in the land of marketing reality without the unlimited budget, your content has to have two qualities. It has to be useful and it has to be interesting. And this is how it was, and it is how it is, and it is how it will be. So useful content speaks to an audience problem. And that means that the first step to any effective content strategy always, always, always is going to be understanding who specifically this content is intended to serve. There is no shortcut. Shortcuts will only hold you back. Do not take shortcuts. They take too long. Put the work in to understand, really understand who it is that you are talking to and really understand what bugs them. And so do not come around and talk to me about your content not working until you know, and I mean you know it with rock solid certainty, the problems that are really stressing your audience out, how they think about those problems, what's bothering them, the language that they're using. If your content speaks meaningfully to those problems and it speaks in the language of your audience, then your content probably works. But we can talk about a couple of other problems you may be having if you have that nailed, but it's still not happening. Okay, the second one is really painful, but we have to talk about it, which is your problem could be that your content is boring. So none of us can afford to be boring in an era when we're creating a piece of content every 0.034 seconds, which is a statistic I just made up. But the wave of content creation is a tsunami at this point. We know that, right? There is a massive volume of content, and boring content just will not cut it. So that means you have to be an artist. You have to study art and craft and language and visuals and psychology and persuasion, and your work has to look good and it has to sound good. The words, the language, the expression, the creative expression has to have some art. That's what kind of feeds our soul. That's what pulls us toward it. In copy blogger terms, you know, you have to bring some poet to the piece of work. And the flip side of that, anytime we talk about poets, we talk about killers. You also have to be strategic. So, for example, you need a real, solid, provable strategy for promotion. And that might not be last year's strategy for content promotion. You have to stay on top of where people are hanging out right now. And you have to go meet them where they are. And that's difficult. You know, the difficulty is part of the endeavor. We're not doing something easy. We're doing something that's difficult. You also really need to get your head on straight about what conversion looks like. So you can't just make something interesting, an interesting piece of content, and then hope that sales happen. And trust me, I am number one fan of that idea. If it could happen, that would be really awesome. I wish it was an option, but it really isn't. So your content marketing needs to be marketing too. It needs to understand marketing strategy, not creepy sales hole tactics, but clear calls to action, clear persuasion strategy, helping people see the benefits of what you offer, all of that nuts and bolts marketing knowledge. And I know that all of that sounds really simple, and sometimes it is simple, but sometimes it's also complicated, and it's almost never easy. So in addition to ranting about this general topic on the podcast, I am right in the middle of creating some educational content about this topic, about strategically creating content for a purpose and bringing together the art and the strategy, making it useful, making it interesting. And I am doing that for our upcoming course. It is called Creative Content Foundations, and it's really about what you need to know as a content professional. You know, that could be a freelance writer, it could be a digital business owner, it could be somebody working in a brand marketing department, you know, and you'd like to bring maybe a little more effectiveness to what your team is doing. But the common thread is people who are creating content for a living. And the course covers the range from search engine optimization to being able to hit your deadlines reliably, how to polish your content to a really high standard. And we wrap the course up with what, from my view, are the really essential elements of content strategy. So what kind of things go into the content that attracts an audience? Once you've pulled an audience together, how do you nurture the leads? What's content promotion all about? What kind of message structures work well to sell things? All that good stuff. And you could probably do a whole university course on content strategy. So this is, you know, not going to be that, but this is going to be, again, the creative foundations, that kind of just bedrock of knowledge that you need to have to start producing work that's really worth creating and then worth consuming, worth reading, worth watching, worth listening to. So if you are interested in finding out more about that, you can point your browser again to copyblogger.fm and look for this episode, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to call You're Doing Content Marketing Wrong. You could also go to copyblogger.fm/doing-it-wrong. And that'll just give you a link where you can get signed up to find out about the course. Obviously, you know, no obligation, just a link to learn more about it. One word to the wise, when we launch this course, so right now it's March 2018, should be launching this month, I believe. It's going to be launched at a price that I can only describe as really, really cheap. So it's going to go up from there. But one of the things we love to do is create something, put a super tasty price on it, get it into lots of hands, get feedback, and then we can, you know, make sure that it's everything it should be, make any adjustments we need to make. Honestly, everything that I talk about on Copyblogger FM, everything we write about on copyblogger.com, and everything we teach in our various, you know, education programs depends on people being able to rock the fundamentals. So that's, you know, what this course really is about, and probably should have been called Rock the Fundamentals, because that's kind of a good name. So that's what I've got. If it sounds like something you might want to at least find out more about, you can go to copyblogger.fm/doing-it-wrong. copyblogger.fm/doing-it-wrong to get the link. Thanks for listening to my rant, and we'll catch you next week. Take care.